incoming team in Afghanistan have had a rough couple of weeks. The death last weekend of 30 American troops, including members of the Navy SEAL Team 6, marked the biggest loss of American life in the 10-year war and an escalation in the fighting with the Taliban in the midst of what was supposed to be a summer drawdown. This week, the BBC's Kabul correspondent Quentin Somerville sat down with the new American ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, and asked him if the latest attacks have given the insurgents the momentum.
There's a fight going on out there. This is not the first helicopter of ours that's been hit. I think a lot of luck is involved, bringing down a helicopter with an RPG. The human loss is tremendous. I was out there at Bagram for the ceremony of the repatriation of the remains, and it was a pretty hard thing to watch. But it is not going to affect the course of the campaign. We were back in business with our Afghan partners the very next night at full strength, and that's where we're going to stay.
The Taliban, in their recent statements, seem to be subtly, perhaps, shifting their position when it comes to some kind of political engagement. Is that your perception?
Well, I'd make two points here. First, I think it is an indication that the surge is working. The increased military activities against the Taliban have definitely made them pay a very, very heavy price. I would have it as my assessment that that is likely to push them toward a negotiated arrangement with the Afghan government. The second point I'd make is you cannot kill your way out of an insurgency, not in Iraq, not in Afghanistan. So there has got to be a political settlement at the end of the day.
You have your conditions, they have their conditions, and one of their conditions is that you and all the other foreign troops in Afghanistan have to leave. Is that a possibility, that foreign troops would leave and then there might be a political settlement?
I do not think that's the way it's going to work. We all agreed in Lisbon, the international coalition and the Afghan government, that there will be a full transition to Afghan security control by the end of 2014. As we just discussed, some discussions already are underway between the Afghan government and the Taliban. We'll see where those go. But even at the end of 2014, I think there's certainly a possibility that the United States, other members of the coalition, and the Afghan government may decide that it is desirable to maintain some international forces here beyond that date.
It's an old Taliban saying, America has the watch, but we have the time. That time in the United States is running pretty short. The incident in Wardak doesn't help public support for what is already a fairly, if not deeply, unpopular war. Is the American public running out of patience?
Well, the American public is impatient. It's been nearly a 10-year war here. But it's also important to remember what's at stake. We became impatient once before in this theater after the withdrawal of the Soviets in 1989. We disengaged the following year, knowing that things were going to get pretty bad in Afghanistan, and they did. So you can say that the decision we made in 1990 to disengage paved the road to 9/11 a decade later. Clearly, no American wants to see that happen again.
Quentin Somerville of our partner, the BBC, speaking with U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker.